There's some easy listening music right there. If that doesn't automatically get your toe to start tapping, man, it sounds good. What a fool believes. Well, I believe here at Roseanne House, we're doing all we can to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Let's see if we can take the last call of the day. Ted's been very patiently waiting for us. Let's bring him into the conversation. Ted, welcome to my house, Rosie on the house.
Well, it looks like Ted's not there.
Okay. Well, Ted wanted to talk about mold on shingles at his cousin's house in New York.
It's going to be kind of tough, huh?
Well, you know, like I was asking Jennifer the other day, why am I seeing the Rosie on the House calendars being mailed to Vermont and Oklahoma? But if you want them, we'll send them to you. That's for sure.
Best
friend motto sticks. That's right. You know, again, driving the topic of today is our published calendar that we have for free for anyone who would like one.
Have you seen all these orders coming in for calendars for people who don't like to use the computer? So they're calling in and asking. So that's perfectly acceptable. If you don't want to email us at rosieonthehouse.com to get one, you can also call in and just give us your address, and we'll send you one.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. For people that do like to use their computer,
mm-hmm.
The calendar is like the threshold to a whole new realm of information mm-hmm. that we're going to be bringing the Arizona homeowner. So I'm going to encourage those of you who haven't been particularly fond of working with computers that we may be the incentive you needed, because we're there building literally a monument of information for all of Arizona homeowners to have for free to protect you and keep you from making a mistake in and about or around your house, home, castle, or cabin.
And those links for each, as you look through the calendar, the links for each broadcast come live as we develop it. And so today, probably by tomorrow, you'll find the podcast from today and the article, the blog, all those things are linked right to the calendar, so you don't have to go digging around.
And so the topic of this month is outdoor living. We've covered that from every different angle each Saturday of January. We're concluding today, this last Saturday of the month, with 5 ways to make your desert yard more sustainable. We've talked about xeriscaping and what that means. Plant what's easy to grow, not what's tough to grow, that requires little to no water. Picking your shade trees appropriately, planting your saguaro cactus. The other thing is permeable pavers. We talked in great detail about that 2 weeks ago with Nathan Angel from Bellegarde Pavers. And they now make pavers that take the surface water that's falling from the sky and running across your yard and actually migrate that water back into the water table, back into the soil at your property. And that's a big part about drip irrigation and sprinkling. And I want to talk about, you know, rain harvesting. And I'm going to tell you why we don't see a lot of it in the desert. If you'll take the square footage of your roof area, okay, and multiply that by points, well, what you do is you take 1 inch of rain times 0.623, and you multiply 0.623 times the area of your roof. So if you've got 3,000 square feet of roof, counting the garage and the patios and everything else, you may only have a 2,000 square foot home, but it's very livable, but it's very probable that 2,000 square foot livable space is a 3,000 square foot roof area that the bird sees when he flies over your house or the rain hits as it's falling from the sky. For a 3,000 square foot home, you're going to generate about 1,000 gallons of rain every half inch of rain. So a half inch of rain will give you 1,000 gallons. That's 20 50 gallon drums. So it's a pretty good amount of water. So in Phoenix, where we'll get 9 inches of rain, that gives us 18,000 gallons of water a year.
That's about as much as a
swimming pool. That's right. That's just about will fill a swimming pool if we harvest it off our roof. Now, most of you use about 10,000 gallons of water. A family of four in the desert will use about 10,000 gallons of water a month. And let's say your water bill is $100. So you're going to harvest $200 worth of free rainwater by putting a harvest equipment package on your house, which includes gutters and storage facilities and all that. It isn't going to be where we only get 9 inches of rain a year, an investment that's going to give you much of a return anytime soon, because you're only saving $200 a year.
But when you have all these years of drought, it might do good things for your conscience, right?
You have to be committed to the sustainable lifestyle, to harvest and then store and then use those 18,000 gallons of water.
It feels good to use rainwater.
You know, Yes, it does.
I put on Facebook, I put a post up on Rosie on the House Facebook page of some resources for all across Arizona where you can go to find out what it involves to harvest water. There's all kinds of classes put on by Tucson City Government and Phoenix City Government, and watershedmanagement.org has a fabulous website. Goes back and forth between both places with events planned. So you can go and learn and see if that's really something you're interested in.
And strictly speaking, harvesting rain is more than just catching the rain from the sky. It's catching the water as it runs across your property and diverting it and storing it and collecting it in and around the areas that need it the most. All right, that's a wrap-up for another week of Rosie on the House. Till we're on again next Saturday morning, you can find us at rosieonthehouse.com.